兄姐妹朋友早安。
弟兄姐妹，英文说。I think English.
Good morning, brothers and
sisters. 弟兄姐妹朋友们早安。
Can I ask the Mexico mission brothers and sisters to stand up?
我想请就是去墨西哥短宣的兄弟姐妹们站起来。
I think most of them are back today. Yeah, let's give them a warm welcome.
让大家我们欢迎他们。
And then when you see them later, give them a hug if that's how you want to express your love.
如果你想对他们表示你的爱的话，可以后面给他们一个拥抱。
Please be seated.
请大家坐下。
Yeah, they had a long journey coming back yesterday.
他们昨天回来的路途是比较长的。
Brother Bob had shared they had a lot of experiences and stories this weekend, this past week.
我们 Bob 兄弟也刚才也提到，就是这个周末他们有非常多的东西有经历到。
And as far as I know, and I only know very little, they have a lot of stories and experiences to share.
那我所知道的是非常的少，但是我仅仅我知道的，我就知道他们有非常的东西，非常多的东西要跟我们分享。
But they're gonna come, they're gonna share with us on the 7th of September.
那他们在9月7号那个周六晚上会和我们分享。
Yeah, so come and join their sharing on the 7th Saturday evening.
所以就是那个周六晚上呢，请大家一起来听我们听他们和我们的分享。
Some of you know.
你们当中其中有些人已经知道。
Up till the last moment as they're coming back yesterday, it's just full of stuff, so full of events.
那就是在他们回到家之前，就是昨天晚上是有很多东西的很多事情发生了。
Took him 16 hours before they arrived home at midnight, past midnight last night.
他们在回来的路上花了16个小时，半夜以后才到家的。
And so sometimes we wonder why so long and how come they had such delay?
那我们会奇怪的问，就是为什么回来的路上这么长时间，会这么晚呢？
And it's easy for us to ask. They don't have to go through a lot of things, right?
那我们问这个问题很简单，就是他们没有必要就是花这么长的时间。
But we all know that God allowed things to happen because He has a purpose.
但是我们知道，就是神允许很多的事情发生，因为他有他的目的。
And I know one of the purposes is for them to know that God is with them all the way till the very end.
其中一个目的就是我知道，就是神就是要让他们知道，神是一直与他们同在的。
And through what they went through yesterday, tying the hearts of the entire church body together.
那他们所昨天所经历的呢，也让我们整个教会的所有的心呢，都紧紧就系在一起。
But the focus, of course, is not going to be how long it took for them to come back.
但是当然，我们的焦点不是说要说他们就是花了多少时间回到家里。
It's going to be the love they're able to share with the local Mexican people.
当然，这个焦点是就是他们所分享的爱和墨西哥本地人所分享的爱。
It's going to be the 50 and 60 people who responded that they want to know Jesus as their personal savior.
他们有50到60个人就是回应了神对他们招呼。
And it's going to be the brother and sister sharing how the efforts that they gave and then how they see the Lord working in their lives.
那弟兄姐妹们也会分享他们所做的努力，然后也可以看到就是当地的人对这对神的爱的回应。
I can't wait to hear them share.
我是很期待他们的分享。
I hope you're just like me.
我希望你们也和我一样。
Let's turn our Bible today, 1 John.
那我们把我们圣经打开到约翰一书。
1 John chapter 2 verses 15 through 17.
约翰一书。第三章，第二章。
15 through 17. This is one of the passage in the scripture that impacted me the most.
这几段经文呢，就是对我的影响非常的大。
I remember when I first came across this passage. I can't remember if it was high school or college. It made a deep impression on me.
我记得就是我第一次读到这段经文，可能我在初中或者高中的时候，就是。这段经文对我的影响非常的大。
Because it so clearly described to us God's love for us.
因为它很明确地描述了神对我们的爱。
And how intense that love is for us.
它对我们的爱是非常的，就是它对我们的爱是
强烈，
是非常的强烈。
At the same time, it gives us such a clear and unambiguous direction on how we need to love God.
当然，他也很清楚地描述了，就是那我们对这个爱是应该是如何去反应呢？回应呢？
So let us read this passage together.
那我们来一同读这段经文。
Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride in possessions is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever.
不要爱世界和世界上的人，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存的。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们一同来到神面前祷告。
Father, we thank you for such a glorious morning.
父，我们感谢你为如此一个荣耀的早上，感谢你。
Because we can come into your house and together with your people to offer our praises and our worship.
因为我们可以和你的子民一同来到你的殿中，把我们的感恩和赞美献给你。
This morning, Lord, may your word speak to each and every one of us.
神啊，愿你的话语今天早上和我们每一个在座的人一同传给我们每一个在座的人。
Through the moving of the Spirit, may your word speak to us and show us your love.
请你用你的圣灵让你的话语用你的话语和我们讲话，让我们感觉到看到你的爱。
Lord, receive our worship.
神啊，请你接受我们的崇拜。
Bless us abundantly through your love.
请你通过你的爱来丰丰富富的祝福我们。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. This passage can be looked at in this very simple way.
那这几节经文呢，也可以用通过一种很简单的方式去看它。
It is, in a sense, a very clear command from God.
其实在某种意义上，它其实就是从神而来的一种很简单的一个命令。
Verse 15 says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world."
那第十五节讲到，不要爱世界和世上的事。
Sometimes when we read the Bible, we know that it's deep, we know it's vast, we know it's full of wisdom.
我们知道有时候我们看到我们读经文的时候，我们知道圣经是非常的深奥的，有时候也是就是有很多的爱在里面。
But because it's vast, because it's deep, because it's full of wisdom, it's difficult to understand.
因为它是很深又有很多智慧，所以我们总觉得很难理解。
But here, the command is very clear and very direct and really very simple.
但是在这里呢，就是这里的诫命是非常的清楚，也很直接的。
Do not love the world or everything that's in the world.
不要爱世界和世上的事。
Remember last week when we were talking about verse 7, John says, I'm giving you a command.
那我们记得上礼拜我们提到就是第七节，约翰说我要给你们一个新的命令。
He says it is really not a new command, it's an old command.
其实不是一个新的命令，而是一个旧的命令。
But then at the same time, that command is in a sense new.
但是呢，在某种意义上呢，这个命令呢，也是新的命令。
And what is that command?
那个命令是什么呢？
It's the command of love, isn't it?
这就是爱的命令。
And then last week we talked about that command of love that is expressed in the love among believers.
那上周我们提到的这个爱的命令，就是我们的信徒当中所显示的爱。
It is a unique love that can only be realized and only experienced in the church body.
那这种独一的爱呢，只有在我们的教会的肢体当中才能显示出来的。
But as part of this command of love,
但是这个爱，命令的一部分呢是
，there is a command for the love of God.
那这一部分的这个命令里面的一部分呢是，就是这个神的对神的爱的这个命令。
Because when we read verse 15 and verse 15, it says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world, but because anyone who loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him."
在十五节里说到，不要爱世界和世上的人，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他们里面了。
So here, this command of love is talking about the exclusive love that one must have for God.
那我们在这里讲到这个爱的命令，就是这个，就是这个独一的爱，对神的独一的爱，是不。
These three verses gives us the command and it gives us reasons why we must obey this command and why we must follow this command.
那这三节经文呢，就告诉我们这个理由和我们为什么要遵守并且遵循这个命令。
You know, when God gives us a command,
当神给我们一个命令的时候
，It is not that He wants to limit us or restrict us.
他并不是要限制我们。
And it's not that only through commanding us will He elevate Himself to be a God.
他不是说要通过来命令我们而提升自我。
He gives us command because it is through the command will we come to know Him.
他给我们这些命令，是因为通过这些命令，我们才能认识他。
He gives us these command because these are things that's good for us.
他给我们这些命令，因为这些命令对我们来说是好的。
Now the command is do not love the world.
那这个命令就是不要爱世界。
You know, this actually causes people to have confusion.
这有时候也可能引起一些人的引起一些人糊涂。
You know, a pastor actually shared this before.
一个牧师以前就是分享过。
He says, "I grew up in the church."
我在教会里长大的。
And I grew up singing hymns.
我也是在唱着诗歌里面长大的。
And I remember the hymn that says, "This world is not my home."
我记得这个诗歌就是这世界不是我的家。
We sing that at our church.
我们也在我们的教会里唱这首歌。
Right? I think I'm going to sing it today. "This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore."
那我读一下这个
不要拍手。No, I'm not performing, so you don't have to clap. This is a hymn, so we just praise the Lord for such a wonderful hymn.
这世界非我家，我停留如客旅，我不会唱。
OK, 好，你念。
我积财宝在天，时刻仰望我主。天门为我大开，天使呼召迎雅，故我不再贪爱这世界为我家。
对不对 ？So this world is not my home.
所以这个世界不是我的家。
Do not love the world.
不要爱这个世界。
But he says, "I also remember a hymn that is a really a familiar hymn."
但是这位牧师呢也说，我也记得另外一首诗歌。
The hymn says, "This is my Father's world."
那这首诗歌的名字就是《这是天父世界》。
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sing and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world, I rest me in the thoughts of rocks and trees, of skies and sea. This is my Father's world.
这是天父世界，我要侧耳倾听，宇宙唱歌，四维应和，星辰作乐同声，这是天父世界，我心满有安宁，树茂花开，苍天碧海，诉说天父全能，这是我天父世界。
So he said, I'm confused.
所以我感到很糊涂。
Which one is it?
那哪个，到底是哪个呢？
Am I just passing through because this world is not my home?
我仅仅是因为这个世界不是我的家，我只是在经过这个世界吗？
There's nothing here for me. There's nothing here for us.
在这个世界上没有东西是为我的，是给我的。
This world is not my home.
这个世界不是我的家。
Or is this world and all the things around me, the natures and the animals, all the sounds sing beautiful tunes to me and for me to enjoy?
那这世界上所有的一切，这些美妙的自然景象，还有美妙的音乐，都是都。
都是让我享受的吗? So can this both be the Father's world, but also not a world that is my home?
那这可不可以是也是我的天父的世界，但不是我的家呢?
Well, which one is it exactly?
那到底是哪个是正确的呢?
If we give it a little more thought, we actually know that the answer is yes to both.
那我们再思考一下，我们就知道这两个都是对的。
Because the word world means differently in these hymns.
因为在这两首诗歌里面，这个世界是意思是不同的。
In a sense, the world has been created by God.
那其中一个呢，就是这个世界呢是由我们的天父神创造的。
All creation is beautiful and good when God created it.
当神创造这个世界的时候，所有的创造都是美妙的。
And it was created for the enjoyment of the people that God loves.
那神创造这一切呢，是为了他的子民所享，来享受的。
But at the same time, we know that our home is in the heavenly realms. It's with our Father. Heavenly Father.
同时呢，我们也知道我们的家呢是在天国。
So when it speaks to where our hearts rest, we're not resting and we're not hoping in what this world provides. We're resting and hoping for what God has for us in heaven.
所以呢，我们的心呢不是在这个世界上，我们的心呢是要在天国里面。
And that's not just speaking about the physical material world.
我们呢，并不是说在这个，我们并不是在说这个世界，这个自然的这个世界所存在的这个世界。
It talks about whatever this world is able to provide for us.
我们呢，其实也是指就是这个世界所能够供应给我们的。
It talks about the purpose of why we live.
也是指我们就是生存的这个目的。
It talks about what we pursue.
那我们的追求也是。
It talks about where we take our comfort in.
那我们就是也是指我们把我们的舒适点放在哪里。
And to that respect, this world is not my home, it's where the Father is.
那对这一切来说呢，就是这个世界呢，不是属于我们的。
And in a sense, it's where I want to be.
那我们的家是在天国。
And so when we read the scripture, we have to understand that words could sometimes mean different things when it's talking about different circumstances.
那我们也知道，当我们读经文的时候，我们知道有些字句呢，就是同样的字句，在不同的情况下呢，是它们的意思是不同的。
But before we look into it specifically,
但是我们在我们具体来看这个字句的时候，
it is still important for us to understand what the command is.
但是我非常的重要，我们要理解，就是我们要了解这个命令是什么。
Because this command expresses God's heart.
因为这个命令呢，其实是表达了神的心意。
And this came as a command, not as an advice.
这个呢，是以一种命令的形式来的，而不是一种神给我们的建议。
God doesn't say it's better that you don't love the world.
神没有跟我们说你最好不要爱这个世界。
God doesn't say you should consider not to love the world.
神没有说你要考虑不要爱这个世界。
He says do not love the world.
神是说不要爱这个世界。
This expresses that to him, this is important.
这表明就是对神来说这是非常重要的。
And that expresses that it is important for us.
那也表明对我们来说也是很重要的。
It's given to us in a very strong manner.
那这个话语是非常的，就是语气是非常重的。
When anything is said clearly and directly and unambiguously, that means that's something that is in the core truth.
那当任何事情是通过一种很清楚的、很直接的方式表达的。 那说明这是一个非常清楚的一个事实。
Which means it's deep in his heart, and it's for his purpose. He says it's important for you to know.
那说明就是在他的内心深处，这对他来说是非常重要的。对我们，他对我们说是，这是对我们来说也是，我们要这是非常重要，我们要清楚这一点。
So in the command of not loving the world or anything in the world, he gives us the first reason.
那在这个就是不要爱世界的这个命令里面，他给我们三个理由。
The reason is, if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
那这个理由就是，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。The
love of the world and the love of the Father cannot coexist.
那对世界的爱和对天父的爱不能同时存在。
The love of the world and the love of the Father, they oppose each other.
那对世界的爱和对天父的爱是，这两个爱是相反的。
We remember what Jesus said.
我们也记得，耶稣曾经说过。
In that Matthew chapter 6, verse 24.
在马太福音二十六章二十四节
，Jesus says, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and then despise the other. And so you cannot serve God and money."
马太福音六章二十四节说，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
What Jesus is saying is the same as what John is saying, expressing God's heart.
那耶稣其实跟那个约翰说的就是一样，都是在表达神的心意。
This is a comparison which highlights the intensity of God's love.
那这就是这个比较呢，就是很清楚的，就是描述了神的爱，对神的爱。
That there is such a love that it's so intense, it is so exclusive, that everything else by comparison would be hate.
那就是有这么一种强烈的爱，就是和其他任何东西的比较，那这种强烈的爱就比 hate.
Hate. Then by comparison, 因为你这种强烈的爱，在其他的事物上面看来，你好像是去恨恶那些其他的事。And again, in James chapter 4, verse 4, the Apostle James said this to the believers, or those who are in the congregation. He says, "You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God?" Meaning, if you're friends of the world, you're actually an enemy with God. Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
James 4, 4.在雅各书四章四节里面也提到，你们这些淫乱的人呢、啊，岂不知与世俗为友就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
I mean, this is not even talking about love.
这其实并不是在讲爱。
This is only talking about friendship.
这只是讲友谊。
But look how strong the language is.
但是你看看这个语言是多少的强，多么的强烈。
If you want to be friends with the world.You are an enemy of God.
如果你想和这个世界成为朋友，那你就是和神成为敌人。
If you're friendly with this world,
如果你和这个世界有友谊的话，
you're at odds with God.
那你和神就不好，没有友
好。You're fighting with God.
那你就在和神作对了。
You're the object of hatred towards one another.
这两个是相互憎恨的。
That's an intense emotion that's tied into the description of this relationship.
那这就是这两个之间的关系的这个强烈的程度。
And then do you remember when we were talking about Elijah, the prophet Elijah?
那你记不记得我们在讲那个先知以利亚的时候
？The Israelites at that time knew of God.
以色列人那个时候已经认识了神。
But they were also worshiping and wanting.The gods and the blessing from those idol gods of the local Canaanites.
但是呢，他们呢也想要就是去崇拜那些
偶像
从那个周边来的这些偶像。
They said, "We know God Jehovah. We will worship Him."
他们说呢，我们知道耶和华，我们要我们会崇拜他。
But we see these other gods of the foreign nations.Those gods that blesses our crops and gives us rains, we also kind of want to worship him.
但是我们也知道，就是从外国的那些神会祝福我们的田地，我们也想崇拜他。
But what did Elijah say to them?
那以利亚是如何跟他们说的呢
？He says, "Are you going to just be indecisive?"
那以利亚就是说，你们如此下不了决心吗
？He says, "If the Lord is God, then follow him."
他说，如果主是神，那就跟随神。
But if Baal, if this foreign god is God, then follow him.
那如果这位巴尔这位外国的神是你的神，那你就跟随他。
Right, God demands that his people be loyal to him.
那神呢也要求他的子民要要和他忠心。
Because he is loyal to his people.
因为神是对他的子民非常的忠心的。
You know, there is a type of love for God that is exclusively reserved for God.
那有一种爱呢，就是神呢，就是就是保神保留，就是完全完完全全是要给神的这种爱。
And this is the kind of love that we might call it an ultimate love that one can give.
那我们这种爱呢，我们或许可以称为它是最终极的爱。
This is a love that is all encompassing.
那这种爱呢，是就是
是包含一切的，
包含所有
的
爱。
This is the type of love that is completely satisfying.
那这种爱呢，就是要是完完全全的满足的。
Yeah. This is a love that you know is exclusive. It's only for one person.
那这种爱呢，是只给，就是仅仅给一个人的，不包括其他任何东西，任何人物的。
This is a love unlike any other kind of love. This is a preeminent love.
那这种爱呢，不像其他的任何的爱，这是一种非常高级的爱。
It's a superior love.
这是一种非常超级的爱。
You might say it's a supreme love.
这也是一种终极的爱。
And this kind of love can only be reserved for God.
那这种爱呢，我们只能保留给神。
This is not the kind of love that we can share with others.
那这种爱呢，我们是不能和任何人分享的。
This is not a kind of love that we can say it can be shared with the world.
那这种爱呢，我们不能是不能和这个世界分享的。
You know, in this world,
在这个世界上
there is only one woman that I've said I love you to.
那只有一个，就是我只对一个女人说过我爱你。
That's my wife, Cindy.
那就是我的太太。
There is no other woman in this world that can claim that James has said I love you to.
那在这个世界上没有任何其他的女人我对她说过我爱你。
Because I haven't said it to anybody else.
因为我没有从来没有这样说过。
I mean, there were girls I liked.
我知道我以前就是喜欢过其他的女孩。
I mean, there are girls that, you know, I went out with.
我也和其他女孩就是约过会出去。
In fact, there's this one girl who didn't want to be my friend anymore because I wouldn't say I love you to her.
其实就是以前有一个女孩子就是不愿意跟我再出去约会，因为我没有跟她说我爱你。
But to me,
但是对我来说，
there is a type of love that is exclusive and that is only reserved for the woman that would call my wife.
对我来说，就是我的这种爱就是只能给我就是给一个女人，就是我最爱的这个人就将会成我妻子的人。
And there's only one person in the world that would become my wife.
那只有一个女人能够成为我的妻子。
So I better only say I love you to one person.
所以我知道我要把这个我爱你这个这三个字对这个女人说。
This type of love is not to be shared with anybody else.
因为这种爱我知道不能和其他人分享的。
And this type of love is pure.
因为这种爱是非常的纯洁的。
So some of you are younger and you're not married yet.
所以我们当中那些年轻的还没有结婚的人。
Don't use the word I love you easily.
就是不要轻易的用这三个字我爱你。
Especially the kind of love that you will reserve for that one person who God will bring into your life.
特别是就是这个爱是应该是保留给神所将会给你带来的那一位的。
Well, I know some people say I'm just a person full of love.
那有些人也会说就是我是充满爱的一个人。
I have so much love to give, everybody can have my love.
我有这么多的爱要给所有每一个人。
James, you only have enough love for one woman. I have love for like 100 women.
他可能会说 James, 你只有足够的爱给一个女人，我的爱可以给足100个人。
But I tell you, when the love becomes so prevalent and non-exclusive, in a sense, you're not really loving.
那如果你这样子的爱其实就是滥爱而不是真正的爱。
Yeah, 滥爱, I love that. That sounds so good. 那是烂爱，低级的爱 ，right? When your love is so easily given, it becomes cheap love.
那你的爱是如此的容易的给予的，那这种爱就是很便宜。
That which is precious, that which is pure, you would reserve it, and it will be exclusive to that one person you will commit for the rest of your life.
那爱是很珍贵的，也是很纯洁的。那你要把你的爱呢，就是保留给你真正的爱的那一位。
That's the kind of love you reserve for your husband or your wife.
那这种爱呢，就是你应该保留给你的妻子或者丈夫的。
That is a pure love.
这就是一个纯洁的爱。
That is a lasting love.
这也是长久的爱。
And that kind of love in the proper framework will become a jealous love.
那这种爱呢，在一个就是适合的，就是一个合适的框子里面呢，这种爱可以成为一种就是受嫉妒的爱。
There is a godly jealousy.
这就是我们啊，我们可以作为就是
有一种所谓的嫉妒是圣洁的嫉妒。Okay, what is a godly jealousy?
那这个圣洁的嫉妒是什么呢
？It's a godly jealousy that is not motivated by selfishness.
那这个圣洁的嫉妒呢，并不是出自于你自私的。
But it's a jealousy out of the intense love that you have for another person because that is the purest and unadulterated form of love.
那这个圣洁的嫉妒呢，其实是从这种纯洁的爱里面出来的。
So you don't share that kind of love with other people and you don't want the object of your love to have that kind of love with other people.
那你所以呢？你不分享这种爱，那你也不希望就是你所爱的人去分享这种爱。
Brothers and sisters, this is the type of love God has for us.
那弟兄姐妹们，这种爱就是神所给我们的爱。
And God's love is perfect.
那神的爱是完美的。
Human love is imperfect.
人的爱是不完美的。
We always fall short somehow.
我们总是有短处。
Because in our love, there's always a bit of selfishness in it.
那在我们的爱里面总是会有一点自私的。
In our love, there's always some of our own weakness that we cannot overcome.
那在我们的爱里呢，总是有一点就是我们所不能克服的弱点的。
So sometimes, even though out of love, we're pouring our intensity to our mate or our children.
那所以在我们这个强烈的爱里呢，爱里面呢，我们把他们灌给我们的孩子。
It's motivated from a good place.
那其实我们的就是
动机都是好的，
动机是很好的。
But then, have you heard of the term that says your love is so suffocating?
那你有没有听到过这个字眼，就是你的爱呢，使我要窒息
？Too intense.
太强烈了。
Too exclusive.
太独一了。
Can you back off a little bit?
你可以稍微让我喘口气吗
？Can you love me less?
你可以少爱我一点吗
？But let us not forget.
但是，请我们不要忘记了。
Because that's the shortfall of a human love.
这就是我们人类的这个爱，人类的有缺点
的
爱。
人类爱的短处的缺乏。When God loves us intensely, and when God loves us exclusively, it's a perfectly balanced love.
那当神给我们如此强烈的爱，如此独一的爱，这是一种完美的爱。
It gives us security.
它给我们安全感。
It gives us peace.
给我们平安。
It gives us comfort.
给我们舒适。
It gives us satisfaction.
给我们满足。
Yesterday I fellowship.
在昨天我们的团契里。
One of a brother shared.
我们有个弟兄分享。
He says, "I know when I'm being loved by my wife."
他说我知道我被我妻子所爱的时候。
Certain things she says, certain things she does, I know I can receive that love.
那他讲的一些话或者他讲做的一些事情，我能够体会到他对我的爱。
And it feels good.
他这样使我感觉非常的好。
It feels satisfying.
我也感觉很满足。
And of course, he said, "I wonder for myself."
我有时候也就自己纳闷。
他说 ：“I don't know if I know how to express my love to her properly。”
我有时候可能不知道我如何才能很好的表达我的爱。
How can I express my love to her so that she can receive it？
那我如何才能正确的表达爱，她也能够有一样的体会呢
？So that she feels comforted。
那她也能感到她是。
And she feels satisfied。
她是满足的。
Well, we're as men, as human beings, we struggle with that.
我知道，就作为人类，我们就是对这一点呢，我们通常会挣扎。
But God doesn't struggle with that.
但是神不会挣扎。
When we experience God's love.
当我们经历神的爱的时候。
When we know God's love.
当我们知道神的爱的时候。
It is freeing. 是释放的。It is liberating.
这是一种释放，
是一种很自由的，
是释放自由的。
It's comforting.
这是很使我们很满足。
It brings us security.
给我们安全感的。
And it is totally satisfying.
这是使我们完全满足的。
And that kind of love, brothers and sisters,
那这种爱
God reserves it for you.
那神是保留给你的。
God reserves it for his creature, the man and the woman that he creates.
神是保留给他所创造的男人和女人的。
That's not the same love, that's not the love that he has for the trees and the rocks and the rivers.
那这种爱呢是和神对石头啊树木的爱是完全不一样的。
So there is a type of love, brothers and sisters, that is from God.
那有一种爱呢是从神而来的。
And there is that same type of love that you and I ought to have for God.
那也同样就是我们也应该有 这种同样的爱对神同样的爱
In that sense that is why the love of the Father and the love of the world cannot coexist
那这样来说呢就是对神的爱和对世界的爱呢不能同时存在
You know for a person who does not know God or a person who does not have God
那对一个没有神的人来说
And you and I are the same way before we met Jesus.
那我们都是这样，在我们遇到耶稣之前都是这样。
When a person does not know God, when a person does not have a God, does not have God, that person will not know the love of God.
那当这个人就是还不认识神或者没有神的时候，他不知道神的爱。
They will not have the love of God.
他们也没有神的爱。
In a sense, the only love that they can give ultimately is to this world.
那这样子来说呢，就是他们能给最终极的爱呢，就是给这个世界了。
The only ultimate love they can give to are to the things of this world.
那他们最终的爱呢，是给了这个世界和这个世界上的事。
A person will love himself.
一个人会爱他自己。
Love his own ambitions.
爱他自己所爱自己的抱负。
She may love what this world can provide for her.
她也会爱这个世界所能够供应给她的。
She loves what she can get from this world.
她也爱她从这个世界上所得到的。
This, we're talking about material wealth, right?
我们知道我们是在讲物质和财富。
We're talking about a fame or reputation that someone can obtain.
或者我们在讲我们所能得到的名誉。
But we might even be talking about just the comfort.That this world provides us.
或许我们也可以讲，就是这个世界所提供给我们的舒适度。
Have a home.
有一个家。
Maybe not just a home, but a home with air conditioning.
有一个就是空调的家。
And not only air conditioning, but enough room for my big family.
不仅仅是有空调，有很多的房间，我家里人所有都有一个房间。
Maybe have a barbecue in the back so that I don't have to cook inside the house and have it all smoke up.
在后院呢，还有一个可以烤肉的。那就不用在家里做饭做。
That's what the world can give in terms of comfort.
那这些呢，就是这个世界所能
给我们的。Maybe it's pleasure. Maybe it's entertainment.
那这些对我们来说呢，就是使能够使我们呢感觉到就是。
No, what this world can also offer is also pleasure and entertainment.
那这个世界呢，也能给我们就是一些娱乐啊或者享受的。
I mean, we want to go not just to watch a ball game.
我们呢也想去，就不仅仅想去看那些就是球赛啊。
I don't want to sit way on top where the players are tiny like ants.
我呢并不想坐在最后面，就是那些球员看去都很小。
I want to sit at the court side.
我要坐在就在这个球员的边上。
Man, when they run past me, I can smell their sweat.
当他们就是在我身边跑过的时候，我可以闻到他们身上的汗臭
味。I want to go on vacation.
我要去度假。
But I don't want to just go to any vacation.
但是我不能去就是任何一种度假。
I want to go to an all-inclusive resort.
我要去一个非常就是独一的一个旅游胜地。
They will provide all types of activities and they will feed me and I don't have to pay a single dime.
他们呢，就是那个里面呢有各种各样的活动啊，有各种各样的食物，但是我不用付一分的钱。
That person might say, "Well, I want health."
那这个人也会说，我想要健康。
Not this world. I know there are things I can do. There are things I can eat. There are people I can see. There are books I can read, so I can help my health.
我也知道，就是这个世界上，我有些事情我可以做，不可以做；有些东西我可以吃，也不可以吃。那有些书我可以看，都也不可以看，都是为了我的健康。
This also includes the love and the pursuit of knowledge.
那这呢也包括就是对追求知识的爱。
I want to study more.
我要学习更多。
I want to get more degrees.
我要有更多的学位。
I want to get higher education.
我要更高的教育。
I want more career training.
我要更好的就是我要更多的这个职场技能上面的训练。
Right? Or even for a person who says, "I don't want to do it for myself. I just want to make this world a better place."
那有些人也会说，这些并不是我自己想要的，我仅仅是想要让这个世界变成一个更好的世界。
But this is all only motivated because our object of our love and devotion is this world.
那这些呢，我们的动机呢，是因为我们对这个世界的爱。
Do you see that?
有没有看到这个动机是我们对世界的爱？
If we do not have God, if we do not know God, if we do not have the love of God, all we can love is this world.
那如果我们没有神的爱，我们也没有对神的爱，那我们所爱的就是这个世界。
But when we come to know God,
但是当我们认识神的时候，
when we come to know the love of God,
当我们知道了神对我们的爱，
when we learn that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven,
当我们认识到就是神的儿子来到了这个世界上。
He came to this world so that he may die for our sins.
他来到了这个世界是因为他要为我们的罪而死。
Because God loves us, because Jesus loves us, he carried his cross and he carried our sins and he paid with his own life.
因为神爱我们，耶稣爱我们，他背负这个十字架，背负我们的罪。
When we hear that on the third day he rose from the dead, and so now today, because of our faith in him, because we trust in him, we might experience the restored relationship with God.
那我们知道，就是耶稣在第三天复活了。那我们知道他对我们的爱，我们知道他的爱。
我们知道今天我们借着信靠主耶稣基督，我们跟神的关系就和好了。When we see God's love because we receive the new birth, that because we are now born into the family of God,
当我们就是接受了神的爱，那我们就有了重生，我们就成为神的家庭中的一员。
We realize that now we are under the perfect care and the perfect provision and the perfect hope he has for us.
我们知道我们现在有了一个完美的供应者，有了完美的希望。
And we know that that love is for ours to have.
而且我们并且知道这个爱是神给我们所拥有的。
And in fact, that's the love that we have.
事实上，这就是我们所有的爱。
That wonderful knowledge and that perfectly sweet experience, it will rock our world.
那我们所这个奇妙的知识，我们所拥有的，还有这些完美的甜蜜的经历，使我们的世界就是我们开始摇滚了。Right,
it will turn our life upside down and inside out.
那呢，就是使我们的生命呢，就是开始颠簸。
Because now the ultimate love that we only knew that is from this world is now been replaced by the love of God.
因为现在就是我们对这个世界的爱，正在被我们对神的爱所替代。
Before, all we thought is we can love the world. Now we realize the object of our love is God Himself.
以前我们知道我们所爱的是这个世界，那现在我们就知道我们所爱的对象是这位神。
It's no longer this world. It's no longer what is in this world.
我们所爱的不再是这个世界，也不是这个世界上的事物。We
did not know God.
我们以前不认识神。So
we did not know God's love.
我们也不知道神的爱。
And therefore, we could not love God.
所以呢，我们也不能爱神。
In fact, we're unable to.
因为我们不能，嗯，其实我们不能爱神。
Because we did not know the love of God.
因为我们不知道是神的爱。
But a Christian loves God.
但是一个基督徒是爱神的。
A Christian loves God and not the world.
一个基督徒是爱神的，而不是爱这个世界。
A person who loves the world does not love God.
那一个人如果爱世界的话，他肯定就不爱神。
One who loves God will not love the world.
那一个人如果爱神的话，他就不会爱这个世界。
You cannot love God and love the world.
你不可能同时爱神和爱这个世界。
And so that is why this concept is so clear and so direct for us to know.
所以这个概念对我们来说应该是非常清楚，非常直接的。
So of course we know that what is the world that God is talking about?
那当然我们也知道就是这个世界神所讲的这个世界是什么。
It's not the physical world.
这并不是说这个自然的世界所存在的这个世界。
I mean, after all, God created this world for our enjoyment.
因为最终来讲是神创造了世界让我们来享受的。
The air, the water, the sea, the land, the trees and the plants and the animals within, all of this, God said, He created it and He said it was good.
所有的这一切，空气、水、树木、动物，所有的这一切都是神所创造的。神说是好的。
We also know it's not the people.
我们也知道，这个世界并不是指人。
I mean, John 3:16 talks about it.
那约翰三章十六节也提到。
For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so whoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life.
那约翰三章十六节也说到，神是如此的爱这个世界，他派遣他唯一的独生子，
他将他独生子
赐
给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，
反
得
永
生。So God loves people.
所以神爱世人。
God's creation, the physical world, is not something that is to be hated.
那神所创造的这个世界呢，不是我们所憎恶的这个世界。
But the world that talks about here are the things that is not of God.
那这个世界，这里经文上所提到的这个世界呢，是指呢这些不属神的这些事物。
These are things that does not originate from God.
那这些事物呢，不是从神而来的。
These are things that are unrighteous, unholy.
那这些事物呢是 不正义的 不圣洁的。
These are things that are of human origin.
那这些事物呢是从人类而来的。
And these are things that are even sinful, and these are things that oppose God.
那这些 事件呢，有些呢是就是是有罪的，是和神相反的。
There are things that this world provides.
那这个世界呢，也有些事物呢，也从这个世界而来的事物呢。
Yes, we can enjoy.
我们可以享受。
So long that they don't lead to sin.
但是呢，就是要注意，我不要让我们犯罪。
We can enjoy, but we won't love.
我们可以享受，但是我们不应该爱它。
There are things in this world that we can master.
这些世上呢，有些我们可以主管这些世上的一些事情。
That we can control.
我们可以控制。
That we can use.
我们可以使用。
But it will not become our master.
但是呢，它不应该成为我们的主人。
There's a second reason in this passage, John tells us why we ought not to love the world and the things of this world.
那这个就是有第二个理由，就是在这个经文上，约翰告诉我们为什么我们不能爱这个世界。
Verse 17 says, because this world and its lust will pass away.
在第17节说到，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独
就讲 the first half. This world and its desires will pass away.
这世界上的这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。
We know that God will restore His creation one day.
我们知道有一天神会在修复他的创造的。
This current world that has been corrupted by sin will be judged and will be destroyed.
那这我们现在这个世界被罪所破坏的这个世界呢，会有一天会被会不会毁灭的
？Because of sin, because of the filth of sin, and because people's opposition to God, this world will be judged and it will go away.
因为是因为罪和罪的丑恶，而且人类对神的反抗，这个世界会会被毁灭。
You know, if you ever want to devote yourself to something.
如果你要把自己就是献给某一样事物的话
If you want to pursue something
如果你要追求一样事物
You're not going to put your devotion into something that's temporary and that's going to go away
你不会把你的追求和忠诚放在一个就是暂时短暂的事物上
Who buys a house and says oh and the seller says well this house is only good for 3 years and after 3 years the roof will start to leak
那 你会不会去买一个房子那个卖家说这个房子只可以有三年以后这个屋顶就要破了
Who would go get a roofer and the roofer comes and says I only give you 1 year guarantee on your roof
那你会不会你修屋顶的时候会不会找一个人来说我只给你一年的保证
You want to buy a stock in the company and the company says I don't know if I'll still exist in 2 years
那如果你买股票的话你会去买一个公司的股票、这个公司说我只可以生存两年
No, when you want to investWhen you want to devote, when you want to follow, you want something that lasts.
当你要投资或者你要把就是你要献身于某一样事物的时候，你肯定是希望这样事物是永久性的。
You don't want to invest and devote and trust in something that's going to pass away.
你肯定是不想信靠在一个事物上，这个事物会消失的事物上。
You know In another sense, if our love is of this world and the world's going to pass away,
那就另外话来说，就是我们的爱是对这个世界的，那这个世界我们知道是会被毁灭的。
Then you know, then we belong to the world and we're going to pass away along with the world.
那我们也知道我们是属于这个世界的，这个世界呢也会被消失，也会消失的。
I mean, effectively, one who loves God belongs to God. One who loves the world does not belong to God. And one who doesn't belong to God is destined for destruction and judgment. 所以换句话说，一个属神的，一个爱神的人是属神的人。一个爱世界的人是不属神的人，而一个不属神的人在世界要被审判毁灭的时候，这个人同样的要被审判和毁灭。So this talks about salvation.
这就是我们的救赎。
Right? Don't love something that is temporary.
不要爱那些短暂的事物。
Love something that's everlasting and that is permanent.
我们要爱那些永久的东西。
Lastly, the third reason that he gives of why we do not love the world and the things of this world.
那第三个理由就是我们为什么要不要爱这个世界。
The last part of verse 17 says, "But do the will of God, because he who does the will of God will abide forever, or will live forever."
那第十七节的后半段就是说到。唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存的。
A person who does the will of God will live forever.
那一个人如果遵行神的旨意的，他就会永远长存。
Do you remember what Jesus said to his disciples?
那记不记得耶稣和他的门徒是这么说的
？Before he is about to be crucified and ascend to heaven, he said to his disciples.
在他被钉十字架之前，他这样和他的门徒说
：“If you love me.”
如果你爱我的话
you will obey my command.
你会遵行我的命令。
I mean, if you really love God, you will love the things of God.
如果你真正爱神的话，你也会爱属神的事物。
If you love God, you will love the word of God.
如果你爱神的话，你也会爱属神的世界。
If you love God, you want to know God's will and you want to do His will.
如果你爱神的话，你就会爱就会爱神的话语，你会遵循他的旨意。
Loving God and doing God's will are hand in hand.
那爱神和爱神的旨意是并肩的。
Loving God and obeying His command are the same things.
那爱神和遵守他的诫命也是一样的。
Someone asked Jesus, "What is the greatest commandment?"
那有人问神，就是最大的问耶稣最大的诫命是
什么？Give me the commandment, and I'll know it and do it. And then I'm set.
那给我这个诫命，那我会遵行这个诫命。
Well, what's the greatest commandment?
那最大的诫命是什么？
It's the commandment of love.
就是对爱的诫命。
Jesus says, love the Lord your God with all of your hearts, with all of your souls, with all of your minds, and with all of your strength.
也是说全心全意全身全意的爱神。
全心全意
全
力的去爱主你的神。And then he said, the second is the same, love your neighbors as yourself.
那第二个也是这样，就是爱人如爱己。
If you love God enough and you want to do his command and you learn, his command is to love.
那如果你爱神的话，你就会遵守他的诫命，那他的诫命就是爱。
It's empty talk for anyone who says, I love God, but I don't want to know his will and I don't want to do his will.
如果有人说我爱神，但是我不想知道神的心意，我也不想跟随神的心意，那这些都是空谈。
And that's why he says, if you really love God and you belong to God, you will want to do His will.
所以他说，如果你真正的爱神的话，你真正属于神的话，你就会遵行神的旨意。
Because you're no longer beholden to the world, you're beholden to God.
因为你不再属于这个世界，你是属于神的。
And similarly, this third reason speaks of salvation.
那同样的，这第三条理由呢，也是关于这个救赎的。
Who are the ones who have eternal life?
那谁是有这个永生的呢？
Those who have eternal life are the people who have received that life everlasting from Jesus Christ.
那这些永生的人就是从主耶稣那里接受了永生的人。
So if you love God and if you do the will of God, you are that person who have been promised the eternal life.
那如果你爱神，你也遵行神的心意，那你就是那个被神所应许的有永生的人。
I think at this point, some of you may be thinking.
我知道，你们当中可能有些人这样想。
Wow, you talk about God's love.
你讲神的爱。
And you talk about the love for God.
你讲对神的爱。
And it's so intense, so perfect, so pure, so desirable.
这些爱，这样的爱是如此的强烈，如此的纯洁，如此的被渴望的。
对，这么的让我们渴望。But you said.Frankly, I don't actually feel that kind of love.
但是呢，我却没有感受到这种爱。
And I don't really feel like I have this kind of love for God.
我也没有感受到我有这种对神的这种强烈的爱。
You know, there are probably mainly two reasons.
如果你有这种想法的话呢，可能就是两个理由有。
And the first one is you're not really born again.
第一个理由就是你可能是不是真正的重生的信徒。
Maybe you think you're a Christian.
或许你认为你是基督徒。
But you don't have the connection of life in Christ.
但是呢，你没有在基督里面，没有和基督有这个生命的连接。
You know, there are these type of Christians called some called it a cultural Christian, the other called it hereditary Christian.
我们知道有一种基督徒，我们叫做就是文化或者这种世袭的基督徒。
You're a cultural Christian.Because you go to church, you like the Christian community, you like to be one of these Christians.
你去教会是因为你喜欢这个基督徒的这个社区，你喜欢和他们在一起。
You think Christians are nice people. I enjoy coming here to spend some time and eat some food and talk and maybe get to know people and network a little. And so I'm a Christian.
你来教会里呢，是因为你觉得这里的人好，你可以跟他们一起聊天、吃饭并且呢一起社交。
Or the hereditary Christian says, I'm a Christian, yeah, because my parents were Christians, my grandparents were Christians.
那这些世袭的基督徒呢，是因为他的祖父母父母亲都是基督徒。
On Sundays, I sit in the church.
那礼拜天我就会坐在教会里。
I sing hymns.
我唱诗歌。
I hear sermons.
我听着
I pray.
我祷告。
I even give offering.
我也奉献。
And then from time to time, I help the church with things.
但是不同的时间呢，我也在教会里帮忙。
But you don't have that intense and that exclusive love for God.
但是呢，你并没有那种强烈的独一的爱，对神的独一的爱。
You know, the Bible says there are that kind of people in the church.
圣经上也提到有这样在教会里有这样的人。
Because I don't really know Jesus.
我并不是真正的认识主耶稣。
I know how to be a religious person.
我知道如何成为一种宗教的人物。
You know, then even though you're in the church,
虽然你在教会里,
You haven't really tasted the goodness of God.
你并没有尝到神的好处。
Maybe you receive some benefit from being in a church or thinking that you're a Christian. You have not the real treasure that's from heaven.
或许在教会里你也受到过一些，也得到过一些好处，但是你并没有尝试过在天堂里的这个这个甜头。
Because the love, that kind of love for God, you know, it's a mark of a true Christian.
那这对这这有这种的爱，就是这个就是基督徒的一个
因为这种对神的爱是一个真正的信徒得救的信徒的一个表征一个标记 But don't despair. Don't despair if you're one of these people.
但是呢如果你是其中一位呢但是你不要绝望
Because just as anyone who's truly come to know God,
就像任何一个真正来到神面前认识神的人一样
You need to come to know God through His Word.
你需要来通过神的话语学习神的话语来到神面前
And seek Jesus.
来寻求神耶稣
Ask the Holy Spirit to open up your eyes so you know the love of God.
要请求圣灵来打开你的眼睛
Know God through how He revealed Himself to us in the promises and His Word in the Bible.
你要从神的应许当中，圣经当中来认识这位神。
Confess before God that all these years actually you didn't know Him.
你要在那些就是真正认识的人，真正认识神的面前来悔改你自己。
Right, 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, we read that He says, if we confess of our sins, He will forgive us our sins and He will wash away all of our unrighteousness.
那在约翰一书我们也看到就是我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If you call upon the Lord Jesus,
如果你向神
如果呼求主耶稣基督的名 ，If you humble yourself before God and confess your sin and your rebellion before God，
如果你能够在神面前谦卑自己，悔改自己。
If you say, Lord, I really never knew your love.
那你如果能够真正的对神说，主啊，我从来没有真正认识到你的爱。
Let me see your love.
请让我看到你的爱。
And let me have that love for you.
让我也有对你同样的爱。
Then you will be saved.
那你就得救了。
And the second reason maybe some of you sit here today and said, I don't feel that kind of intense and that kind of exclusive and that kind of perfect love for God.
那第二个理由呢，或者有些人就是你们坐在这里没有感受到这种强烈的爱。
Maybe you're saved. Maybe you have been born again.
或许呢，你是根本就没有重生。
But for whatever reason, that love that you have for the Father had cooled down.
哦，你
可能这第二种人，
你是得救的，
你是一个真正的信徒，可是你觉得我好像对神没有这样子强烈，而且这种很激情的爱。那你对神的爱越来越冷淡了。You once had the passion.
你曾经有过这样的热情。
Oh, once when you were saved, you said that God is my everything.
那你得救的时候，你曾经说过，神就是我的一
切。Everything I see in my life, I see Jesus pouring down His blessing upon blessing on me.
所有的事我在我周围看到的事，我都看得到耶稣在祝福我。
There's nowhere else better than for me to be in God's presence.
那没有在任何地方，就是我只要我能够在神的面前。没有任何地方都比这里好。
You've now lost that passion, lost that love.
但是呢，你已经失去了那种热情和失去了那种爱。
Maybe because you're distracted by the things of this world.
或许呢，你是被这个世界上的事物所分散了注意力。
Maybe you've fallen away because of your own sin.
或许呢，是因为你自己的罪而离开了。
But you said, I want to get back.
但是你说我想要再重新得到这种爱。
I want to love God.
我也想重新来爱这位神。
I realized, without that kind of love, do I really actually now fallen away and I now belong to the world?
我也自己意识到没有了这种爱，我是在渐渐的走远了。
Is this really what I want to hope in?
这就是我这是我真正我所希望能够得到的。
You know, all you need to do is turn back.
那你所你所 你所需要做的只是你需要回头。
God is never harsh.
神永远不，神永远是不，
神不是一个很严厉的神啊。God is always that father with open arms waiting for the prodigal son to come back.
神就像那位在浪子回头里面的父亲一样，永远张开着双臂等着我们回头。
You didn't love God.
你不爱神。
You start to love the world.
你爱这个世界。
But you want to come back to His love.
但是你想要回到他的爱里面。
You want to show Him your love and devotion. You want that to come from your heart.
你想要你想让向他显示你的爱，你的忠诚。
If you turn back and you run to the Father.
如果你回头冲向这位父的话。
The Father will not say, "You bad child, go away. I have nothing to do with you."
他不会赶你走，他不会说你是一位不好的孩子。
He's gonna put the best robe on you.
他会把最好的长衫给你穿上。
He's gonna take his ring and put it on your finger.
他会把他的戒指摘下来给你戴上。
He's gonna welcome you with open arm and embrace you, and he will shed tears and he will say, "You belong to me."
他会张开他的双臂拥抱你，并为你哭泣。
The same way a person come to know God.
这就是一样，就是当一个人认识神的时候。
The same way an unsaved person becomes saved.
也一样，一个不得救的人，得救了。
Rest your confidence on the promise of God.
把你的舒适点放在神的应许上。
Allow the Holy Spirit to move you.
允许圣灵来感动你。
Come back to the Father, and you will know His love.
回头回到神的回到神的里面，你就会认识他的，你就会知道他的爱。
Doesn't matter what group we're in.
不管你是属于哪个群体的。
Yeah, maybe you're not really saved.
或许你没有真正的得救。
Maybe you are saved, but you've kind of fallen away.
或许你已经得救，但是你已经偏离了正道。
Or maybe you're actually saying, "Wow, I'm actually on fire for God. I'm loving God, and I'm giving everything for God."
或许呢，你也在说，就是我是非常的爱神的，我想把我的一切都给神。
Let us all be encouraged.
让我们都相互鼓励。
Let us all take comfort in knowing that God's love for us is real.
让我们大家都认识到这一点，神对我们的爱是真正的。
And we need to learn to love God the same way He loves us.
我们也要学习以同样的方式去爱神。
Do not love the world.
不要爱这个世界。
Do not love anything in this world.
不要爱这个世界上的事物。
But love the Father.
但是爱你的天父。
But love your Lord Jesus Christ.
爱你的主耶稣基督。
But love your brothers and sisters.
爱你的弟兄姐妹。
That's God's calling for us.
这就是神对我们的呼召。
May the Lord bless His words.
愿神祝福他的话语。